What does it mean to have dense breasts? Mega Doctor News by Penn State Health. Newswise. For women ages 40 and above, mammograms are the best way to detect breast cancer early, when the disease is most treatable. Mammograms also reveal another important detail: whether you have dense breasts and might benefit from additional breast cancer screening. Having dense breasts is normal. It means your breasts contain more tissue than fat, says Dr. Allison Chetlin, Chief of Breast Imaging Radiology at Penn State Health Milton S. Hershey Medical Center and Professor of Radiology at Penn State College of Medicine. However, for women with dense breasts, mammograms alone may not be enough to detect breast cancer. The reason? Women with very dense breasts are 4 to 6 times more likely to develop breast cancer than women with non-dense breasts. Breast cancer is also more difficult to detect in dense breast tissue. What are dense breasts? Breasts contain fat and fibroglandular tissue, fibrous material, and milk-producing glands. Each woman's breasts vary in the percentage of fat versus fibroglandular tissue, Chetlin said. Breast density is described in one of 4 different categories. Dense breasts. Mostly fibroglandular tissue, heterogeneously dense breast tissue. Mostly dense tissue with some fat, scattered fibroglandular density. Mostly fat with some dense tissue, non-dense breasts. Mostly fat. About 40% of women ages 40 to 74 have dense breasts. Genetics are the top reason. You can't tell whether your breasts are dense based on how they look or feel. Only imaging tests can confirm it. On a mammogram, dense breast tissue looks white, while fat appears gray, Chetlin said. Why are dense breasts linked to breast cancer risk? Breast cancer is more common, yet harder to find, in dense breasts. Over 70% of breast cancers occur in dense breast tissue. In extremely dense breasts, up to 50% of cancers might be missed. On a mammogram, dense tissue and masses both appear white, so a suspicious mass may be hidden in dense tissue, Chetlin said. Dense breast tissue causes a masking effect, making it difficult for radiologists to effectively read your mammogram, like finding a snowball in a snowstorm. Breast cancers in women with dense breasts also tend to be more advanced, requiring more extensive treatment, Chetlin said. How do I find out if I have dense breasts? Since September 2024, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has required mammogram reports to inform patients whether their breasts are dense. Patients now get to have the critical information to communicate with their providers, make joint decisions, and advocate for themselves, said Chan Shen, a researcher at Penn State Cancer Institute and professor of surgery and chief of surgical outcomes, research, and quality at Penn State College of Medicine. Some states, including Pennsylvania, have required breast density notification for years. Shen received a $100,000 grant from the PA Breast Cancer Coalition in January to study how these state laws affect patient outcomes. Our goal is to uncover critical insights into how these policies are affecting breast cancer detection and care, Shen said. What should I do if I have dense breasts? If you find out you have dense breasts, you have options. Now you're empowered with this information, and you can choose what to do with it, says Chetlin. Shen agrees. Patients can talk with clinicians about whether they should take supplemental screening, and that can have downstream effects like the timeliness of breast cancer diagnosis, the stage of cancer when they get diagnosed, and treatments and outcomes, she said. What other screening options are available? If you have dense breasts, your doctor might recommend supplemental breast cancer screenings. Supplemental screening can help us find those non-palpable, small, invasive cancers before they metastasize, Chetlin said. Early detection can reduce the need for aggressive treatments like surgery and chemotherapy. One option is automated whole breast ultrasound, a non-invasive test that uses sound waves to create a detailed 3D picture of your breast. When automated whole breast ultrasound is used with mammography, breast cancer detection improves by 35.7% over mammography alone. This screening test differs from a diagnostic breast ultrasound, which is used to examine abnormalities found in previous tests. Diagnostic breast ultrasounds give doctors a clearer picture of masses or other changes, helping them and patients decide on the best treatment. Diagnostic mammograms can also be used to explore unusual findings. For women with a very high breast cancer risk, based on genetics, family history, or health history, a breast MRI is often recommended as well. Talk to your doctor about your options, and together, you can make an informed decision, Chetlin said. Related content. PA Breast Cancer Coalition awards $200,000 in breast cancer research grants to Penn State Cancer Institute. The Medical Minute. Breast density. Separating myth from fact. The Medical Minute. Do you know your risks for breast cancer?